blah, blah, blah.
It's time for the Nick B Podcast. No co-hosts, no filters, and no telling what the hell will come out of his mouth.
That's what I love about this guy, Nick.
Now, here's your host, Nick B.
Yes, yes, yes. It is time once again for Blah 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 with Nick B, which is my podcast that I do, and we are kicking off a new season, and boy, are we going to go ahead and get into it. In fact, this episode was already done, and I had to come back and redo it because of so much new stuff that has come out about it. What's going on, everybody? My name is Nick B, and of course, if you do not know who I am, you can go to www.nickbnation.com. I'm currently broadcasting from the bunker, the Nick B Entertainment. Bunker. It is our studio. We are in Studio A today doing the show, and Studio A is coming along. We're doing a lot here. We've got a lot that we've still got to get done, but for the most part, the studio is complete, and we're going to start doing a variety of different shows, including more podcasts and more sit-down video-type shows. So stay tuned to the website for that. Again, www.nickbnation.com. Blah, blah, blah is, again, my personal podcast. It is not something that I do with Nick B in the Morning or any of the Nick B in the Morning crew. It is basically just me sitting here talking for about 30 minutes or so. I found that if I talk longer than 30 minutes, it's a little bit harder for me to edit in post. So right around 30 minutes is my sweet spot. So hopefully we will not go over that today. We won't go over the 30-minute mark. Hopefully, you know, sometimes the podcast can be under it. They can go over it by a little bit. But for the most part, I try to stick to the 30 minutes. And again, Blah 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 with Nick B can be found anywhere that you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and everything else you can think of. Everything under the sun, really, because I'm a whore like that. I put myself everywhere. If you do not know who I am, Nick B Nation is where you can go. But I am a nationally syndicated radio host. I host the Nick B in the Morning show with, again, my co-hosts LB, Courtney G, and JR. And that airs Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Time. Check that out. We stream on all socials. So you can go there and watch it anytime that you need to. And some of the stuff you can rewatch. Some of our shows you'll be able to rewatch for free on YouTube for a limited time. We're eventually going to get to a point where the replays are not going to be free simply because we can't keep giving away things. This is what we do for a living, and we've got to start making money everywhere we can. It costs us money to host things, so we've got to charge a little bit of money when people are trying to, you know, reach those things, such as the video. But YouTube seems to be pretty friendly, although we've been having some problems with it here lately. And again, this episode was already recorded. This is technically episode 1 for season 3. That's right. The last time I did Blah 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 with Nick B, the last season that I did, I believe was 2 years ago, and I was doing it in a closet, and now I'm doing it in my own private studio. So the things have come a long way. We've got nice equipment. We've spent a lot of money to get everything the way we want it to, because we really want to make what we're doing here the legit thing that we do. We want this to be the podcast home, the radio home, the sit-down home. We want this to be immaculate, marvelous, whatever word I'm trying to think of, but we put a lot of money into this, and we want it to be everything Nick B needs it to be. And I hate talking about myself in the third person, but just for that little bit right there, I guess it's okay. And again, you can find out one more time. I'm going to plug the website one more time, www.nickbnation.com. And of course, this episode of Blah 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 with Nick B will be archived up on the website, as well as nickbmedia.com, which is where all of our podcasts are hosted. Check out The Random Rant with Nick B. Check out The Entertainment Report, and In the ER with Nick B is technically what it is. It's not The Entertainment Report. And then we also have one more that is called The Nick B Minute. And we're getting ready to launch another one that will be after our morning show. So stick around for that. We'll have details about that when we get closer to launching it. But on today's episode of Blah 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 with Nick B, again, already recorded it, had to come back and redo everything. I know some of this is old news. Some of it is not so much old news. And the podcast really is meant to be more of a modern thing. But most of the season is already recorded. We typically record from February through July. And then that's when the season ends. And we've got the episodes to keep coming. So you're really not going to miss. If you like Blah 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 with Nick B, you're really not going to miss out on an episode. They'll keep loading. The next episode after this will, of course, be Season 3, Episode 2. And it's going to be dealing with the Crow remake, which is something that that movie is near and dear to my heart. So, yeah, that's how that's going to be. So, this episode is dealing with Diddy, P. Diddy, P. Daddy, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him, Sean Combs, the man, the formerly great man from, and I say great by his success, not by anything other than his success, because again, the man achieved some stuff, but when you really look at the music that he did, he's really only ever remaking or remixing certain songs. He remixed an MC Light song, and that MC Light song blew up, but it really wasn't that much of a change from the regular song that MC Light put out. So when you really look into Sean Combs, it becomes pretty clear that he may not be as good as we all thought he was. The people around him were good, but he himself was just an attention whore from the start, not to the level that I am. He was way more about himself and way more full of himself because, again, he was, you know, he was putting himself all in the videos, like Suge Knight said famously at the Source Awards, and he was doing, putting himself up front, and he even was so petty that when 112 left and he wanted to do, like, the greatest hits album for Bad Boy, he put out 112 song Peaches and Cream, which at the time was the only place you could get it, was off of the Bad Boy like 10-year anniversary album, I believe. I don't remember exactly what year it was, but the only way you could get that song was on the Greatest Hits album. When you got the song, it had him talking for like 3 minutes. Nobody wanted that. They wanted just 112. And see, he's notorious for doing stuff like that. In terms of music, yeah, he gave us some hits, but I don't really think it was his doing. I think it was other people's doing. Like Mary J. Blige's hits, not really his doing. He may have had some kind of an idea to it, and I'm not hating on him. Trust me, I'm not hating on him, because again, there's plenty of Puff Daddy songs that I like, but it's not really him that's giving me anything. It's usually the artist that I like Biggie. And again, the man's been making money off of Biggie longer than Biggie was alive, and that should say something. You know, the family isn't living like, you know, like Sean Combs is living. So you got to look at it that way, too, and be like, what kind of shyster is this guy? You know, and it, I mean, no disrespect, but at the same time, it's like, you know, what did he do to where he didn't take care of the family of somebody that was supposedly his boy? You know what I mean? So that's step number one about what you need to know about Sean Combs, in my opinion. Now, if any of this stuff is true that's come out from this new bombshell lawsuit, then he's got a lot of explaining to do. And now, this is one of the reasons why we re-recorded this episode, because there were rumors that there was going to be a settlement in this, and it doesn't look like that happened. Somebody reported online, I believe it was TMZ or one of those websites had reported that they thought they had seen, it wasn't TMZ that reported it. It was another entertainment website that had reported that they had seen somebody within the camps of the two parties had said that they had reached an agreement to dismiss it. And TMZ was the first ones to come out and say, no, we haven't seen anything. There's no paperwork that's been filed, because TMZ is run by a lawyer. Not only that, they have very good lawyers. They are very litigious. They sue everybody that tries to badmouth them or comes against them. Because again, most of the people that are there are, you know, their lawyers themselves. But this lawsuit that was filed by Rodney Little Rod Jones, I believe it was filed in New York, comes with receipts. And this is one of the things that, again, I am one of these guys that it doesn't matter what you are accused of, I will always say wait until they get convicted in the court. Because again, I can't imagine if Sean Combs is 100% guilty of this, which I'm not saying he's guilty and I'm not saying he's innocent, but there are a lot of people within the industry that have been making jokes about Sean Combs for as long as they've made jokes about Bill Cosby. I'm not trying to compare the two. I'm simply saying some of it is drawing some comparison. I don't want to accuse anybody. I don't want it to seem like I am saying that he did this or he didn't do that. I'm just saying a lot of this stuff is suspicious in my mind, because I don't believe in coincidences. There are too many people speaking on it. For instance, 50 Cent is one of them. 50 Cent has been, you know, talking about Diddy for years and talking about how he did that famous interview. I believe he did it with Big Boy, where he's talking about how Puffy wanted to take him out. He was like, you know, hey, we need to hang out sometime. We should hang out. I want to take you shopping. And 50 was like, what? What did he just say to me? And he said all he could think about was if he did let him take him shopping, every time he was wearing whatever Sean Combs bought for him, he's going to be looking up at him going, yeah, I got you in that drip. And again, 50 tells the story a lot better than I do. If I can do it, if I have enough time, I'll try and find that article or that video and post it with this. But if not, you should go check it out. You should just Google 50 Cent talking about Diddy, and I'm sure it'll come up. Because again, 50 Cent has been like all of the comedians that were talking about Bill Cosby before Bill Cosby was brought up on charges. It was like one of these things that was a hidden secret within the comedy world, but everybody was talking about it. It seems that way. Again, as an outsider kind of looking in, I'm not in the music industry, but I'm in the radio industry, which is kind of like a sister industry to the music industry. And I have heard whispers and stuff through various radio stations, various shows, and people have notoriously talked about the so-called Diddy parties. And that seems to be the center of this new lawsuit from Little Rod Jones. In the lawsuit, again, I want to stress, Puffy has not been brought up on charges criminally or civically for anything. There's just a lawsuit, which is technically, I guess, a civil lawsuit. So he does have civil charges. But criminally speaking, he has not been brought up on anything. But the raid at his house from Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, they don't just show up to your house like that unless they think you're a fish. One of the fish that they need to catch for one of their investigations. And allegedly, the lawsuit that was filed by Little Rod is what caused HSI to raid Diddy's homes. And it wasn't just one raid. They raided all of his homes. I originally saw search warrants and everything in New York, but I can't seem to find those now. And there were a few other entertainment websites that reported that. But now I can't find that. So I'm going to quit talking about the New York raid and just focus on Miami and LA. Both of his homes in Miami and LA were hit at the exact same time. It was a coordinated effort. I know our government wastes money, but they don't waste money to that degree unless they know they're getting some kind of a conviction or something out of it. It is definitely looking like there might be some jail time in this one. But Little Rod says in his lawsuit, he's got video, he's got photos, he's got, you know, receipts, so to speak, as everybody says. He's bringing receipts to the game. That is a game changer. Because again, you got to remember, all of this kicked off because Puffy's ex, Cassie, filed a lawsuit against him, claiming horrible things. And I don't remember exactly how long it took, but let's just say Monday morning at 6 a.m., she filed the lawsuit. By lunchtime, most of the world knew about it. And before dinner, it was settled, and it never went to court. Allegedly, there was a six-figure payout in that one. Some say to the tune of at least $100 million, because at that time, Puffy still had the money. He still got money, don't get me wrong. He's not broke yet, but he's lost Ciroc, he sold Revolt, and he doesn't have much left now. And again, this is, I want to stress that we don't want to quote-unquote convict him in the public. There's a lot of stuff that's not looking good for him, and again, there's all these allegations and stuff that have been around for years about his parties, but at the same time, give him his day in court. He hasn't been charged with anything criminally. Let this lawsuit play out and let's see what happens. If this lawsuit settles as well, then I'm going to think, you know, Puffy is pretty much going to try and escape the celebrity life that he's been living. He's going to withdraw because there's no coming back from this. And like some of the people that I know in radio were talking on their show the other day, they were saying, you know, I'm never going to cheer somebody falling because his legacy is now completely ruined. He has children. And again, his victims probably have, alleged victims probably have children as well. And I don't want to seem like I'm not being sympathetic towards potential victims, but at the same time, nothing has been criminally charged towards him. They haven't charged him criminally with anything. And until that happens, he's really not guilty of anything other than somebody claiming he did all of this. Because in civil court, you really don't have to prove without shadow of a doubt that this person did everything. Although this lawsuit, again, has pages and pages and pages of so-called proof. He's making allegations about them running like sex trafficking rings. He's making allegations about how Diddy is getting down with men and he's forcing them into sex and then holding that as like a blackmail against them so that he can get them into the music industry. And allegedly, again, according to this lawsuit, Little Rod was talking about how, why is this happening? At one point, he was talking to Puffy about it, and Puffy said, oh, this is just how things happen in the rap game. This is just how we do business. Again, allegedly, according to this lawsuit. So it's not looking good one way or the other. That's all I'm going to say. And again, 50 Cent has been on this for years and talking about it. And him and Diddy have had problems. And, you know, there's another video of like Diddy on stage. I want to say he's on stage with like Jay-Z and he's like slapping his ass like 30 or 40 times. I mean, it's like he just can't quit slapping Jay-Z's ass. So it's like, what the deal is wrong? What is up with him? And now looking back on everything that Diddy's been doing, you know, it makes you go, how did we miss some of this stuff? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not accusing. I'm just saying there's definitely some suspicious things that he needs to, you know, for lack of a better term, answer for. He needs to tell us what he meant by take that, take that. I'm just saying, I know that's a bad joke, but, you know, things like that. Things like he was in Get Him to the Greek, where he's talking about mind fucking somebody. And that whole scene is cringy as all get out, especially with this lawsuit being brought up. So it's just, you know, there's too many questions and not enough answers. And again, I know he really doesn't have to answer any of these questions. And I pray for his family because, again, as it's been pointed out, if it comes out and he's able to defeat this lawsuit and he finds everything, he's done. I mean, his reputation is ruined. The people that really know him and that are standing by him, I don't think they're going to cut and run. But at the same time, they're going to have people telling them, you know, hey, you might not want to be around him because he's, you know, quote unquote, damaged goods at this point. And that's a shame because, again, he did help facilitate careers for several people. He's helped Usher with his. He's helped Mary J. Blige. He's helped, again, we wouldn't have Biggie if it wasn't for Puff Daddy and all of these other people. Like, he worked with Heavy D back in the day. He worked with I'll be sure he worked with all of these great people, and we wouldn't have any of those if Puffy hadn't been involved to some level. Which Jaguar Wright, if you don't know who she is, she's also been one of these outspoken people, and allegedly she doesn't live in one place for too long because she's afraid that the people she's talked about, mostly people like Diddy, that she's going to get, you know, taken care of, taken out, whatever you want to call it. And so she's constantly traveling and she's doing these interviews with people in like undisclosed locations. But look her up and just look up what she's been talking about. Again, for years, she's been sounding the alarm about both Diddy and Jay-Z. And I say that because Jay-Z may be drug into this lawsuit because there's several people that are named, I believe, whose names haven't been revealed. But Jay-Z and Diddy have a very close relationship. They're often at each other's houses. They're often at each other's parties. So I would think, you know, the HSI is doing their due diligence to make sure that Jay-Z's clean. And again, I want to be clear, I'm not accusing Jay-Z of anything, but look back at his relationship with Diddy and see how close they are. And then look up all of the suspicious things around Jay-Z. Both of these men have got things to hide, that's for sure. And you know, to a degree, I guess all of us do. But these guys are on a whole nother level. And if any of this is true about what they're saying about Diddy, then he's done. And I hope they put him under the jail. But at the same time, I want to stress, he hasn't been convicted of anything at this point of the recording of this. So you can't really, you know, say that he's a bad guy. I mean, you could say he's a bad guy, but I wouldn't go as far as to say, you know, that he's guilty of doing a lot of this unless he gets convicted in a court of law. Because again, like Stevie J, which is one of Diddy's friends, he came out and said, you know, I've been at these parties and I've never seen him do anything like that. You got to remember, and I hate comparing the two, but there's always somebody to come out and defend the person that's being accused. And again, if you are legit innocent, I understand that you're going to need people to give character statements and stuff like that for you. Like, we all know though, now, because of the Nickelodeon documentary, that that guy that they were claiming was a child molester, a convicted child molester, that there were a lot of people in Hollywood that actually wrote letters for him, knowing he was guilty on stuff, or and didn't want to believe that the evidence was shown. And again, I'm one of these guys that if I see, you know, the paperwork, if I see the receipts, I tend to believe it a little bit more than just somebody trying to shake him down for money. So it's just, again, it's a sad case. But and then there's this video where Diddy was at an award show and he kept looking around. He kept looking over his shoulder and he looked defeated. Oh man, that just popped up out of nowhere, so I'm gonna have to edit that out. But he just looked defeated, and again it's a sad thing, because he was so big in music and was so huge in music that it's like, and such a huge part of my life, you know, the whole East Coast West Coast thing was going on, and he was at the helm of the East Coast, obviously. So it's sad, it really is. But at the same time, I don't want it to look like it's overshadowing, or that I'm not thinking that he's guilty and then like slamming victims, because I would never do anything like that. And again, if he is guilty of what they're saying he's guilty of, I hope everybody that's involved with this alleged ring or whatever, all of these accusations that are coming out, I hope they all get justice, and I hope the victims get justice, and I hope there's compensations. I hope that justice is met with this. But again, if you didn't know about the lawsuit is again a massive lawsuit with all kinds of receipts, and he's talking about all kinds of stuff that went on at it. It says Mr. Jones believes Mr. Combs drugged him. Mr. Jones recalls waking up naked, dizzy, and confused. He was in bed with two sex workers and Mr. Combs. Jones alleges Combs was grooming him to pass him off to his friends. The lawsuit also names Combs' chief of staff, Christina Corman, his son, Justin, Universal Music Group CEO Sir Lucian Grainage, and the label former Motown Records CEO Ethiopia Habermartin, and the label and Combs Enterprises, among several others. They are accused of conspiring with Combs and profiting off of his alleged crimes in a RICO enterprise, which is essentially organized crime. Quote, the members of the RICO enterprise all share a common purpose to enrich themselves financially and sexually at the expense of producers, musicians, writers, creators, and artists by maximizing defendants' revenues through fraudulent means. Defendants benefited financially from their scheme to defraud plaintiff by intimidating plaintiff with threats of violence, threats of isolation from the music and entertainment industry, threats of non-payment for work completed, fake promises of cash payments, producer of the year Grammy Awards, and guaranteed access to the future projects. I feel like this lawsuit is the Me Too movement of the music industry, which, by the way, Jones is only seeking $30 million. And yes, that's a lot of money. But again, Cassie had a lawsuit that was massive. And I know that, you know, you got to listen to your lawyers and everything. She had a lawsuit that was going to be huge because she alleged almost the same things that's being alleged in this. The only difference is we didn't get to see the lawsuit with the proof the way this guy's got the proof in his. Again, two very damning lawsuits. One was dismissed, and then Diddy said he didn't want to dismiss another one. He wants to fight it. Now, that could be him being arrogant and thinking because he's got so much money, he'll be able to defeat it in court easily. But again, you don't take all of this evidence for all of this time, for all of the years that he worked with Diddy or whatever. You don't just pile that evidence up just to get defeated. That's all I'm going to say. And again, I can't believe this is something that we're talking about. But again, they've talked about these parties for years. Ashton Kutcher is allegedly worried now because he's going to be drug into the lawsuit. And, you know, you've got Ashton Kutcher, who wrote a character note for Danny Masterson, who is a convicted rapist now. He wrote the character note after he had been convicted to try and get leniency for Danny Masterson. So Ashton's probably got in it. And again, I'm at a point now where I've become very cynical, mostly because of my wife, where it's like, is anybody good anymore in Hollywood or in the music industry? Because it's not looking like there are. It doesn't look like there's a lot of good people left. It looks like everybody knew about these parties. And anybody that showed up to these parties, and again, looking back on like the videos with him and a young Justin Bieber, now it's making you go, huh, because Justin looks visibly terrified in some of them. So I don't know. I don't like this case. Good, bad, or ugly, I tend to agree with my friends that are talking about it in radio, where you don't want to cheer another person's downfalling, particularly another man who had made such a life for himself. But if he made this life for himself by hurting others, again, I think he should be held accountable and be put under the jail. But that's just my opinion. And this is Blah 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 with Nick B, so I get to say what I want. And that's going to do it for this episode of Blah 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 with Nick B. Tune in next time for when we release another episode of Blah 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 with Nick B. Again, you can go to www.nickbnation.com to find the links to all of the podcasts, or you can go directly to nickbmedia.com and just click on the Blah 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 icon, and you can see the latest episodes. It should be the top episode when you reach the website. If not, again, you can find the latest episode through all of the podcast directories. Wherever you get your podcasts, this podcast will be. And we'll update this later with any more information that may come out, but that's going to do it for this episode of Blah 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 with Nick B. Hug your loved ones each and every day, because you never know when the good Lord will call them home. For every dark night, there is always a brighter day, and life's just a party, and parties weren't meant to last. I'll see y'all next time. Y'all be good.
The proceeding was produced by Look Butterflies Entertainment. All rights reserved. Unauthorized reproduction or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of Look Butterflies Entertainment is strictly prohibited. Check our website for shows, ways to listen, and all of our social media links. To learn more, visit www.nickbnation.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.